King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Larry Branham inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture with our teacher, Steve McLean. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore I will reign with Him.
We have some good friends from Amarillo, Texas, who form a quartet called Psalms 4. Listen to them now as they sing Learning to Lean.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power.
Someone once said that worry is like a rocking chair. You get a lot of motion out of it, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Surely it hurts God's heart to watch His children worry, when worry is absolutely needless for the Christian. Let's listen now as our teacher, Steve McLean, leads us in a study of Matthew 6, 25 through 34.
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I know some people, whenever Jesus says each day has enough trouble of its own, would respond, I know, that's what I'm worried about. And yet the same God who said, do not kill, said, do not worry. The God that said, do not commit adultery, said, do not worry. The God that said, do not steal, said, do not worry. Yet I know a few sins that Christians shrug off as if it doesn't really matter, as if it was just their nature and they couldn't help it. They say they worry and they just shrug their shoulders. 3 times in this very short passage, Jesus says, do not do it. And he tells us why. He says, you really, as a Christian, have nothing to worry about. Now, he's just talked about the fact you cannot serve both God and money. And I think Jesus would say, if you've decided to serve money, go ahead and worry. You have plenty to worry about, because you must always worry about whether or not you have enough money. But if you're going to trust God and serve God, Jesus says you don't have to worry. You have no need for worry. One of his first statements is this, is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? And what he is saying is, if the Lord can give you a body, if he can give you life, those big things, don't you think he can handle the small things, such as food and clothing? And then when he talks about the birds of the air, he is saying, if God cares about the small things like the birds, don't you think he cares about his children? Throughout the years, we've had pets, especially dogs in the backyard, but you know what? My children always got fed first. There would never be a debate over who got fed if the money was running short. The children get taken care of. So if God takes care of the birds, he is going to take care of you. Worry doesn't accomplish anything. Jesus says by worrying, you can't add a single hour to your life. Another manuscript says, you can't add a single cubit to your height. Worry doesn't accomplish anything. But you must learn to trust. This is really the choice that you are making, because worry, beloved, is not just a habit. It is faithlessness. It is choosing to believe God is not going to take care of you. God's not going to take care of the situation. Either he can't or he won't. And both are attitudes of faithlessness. We must put our faith in the living God. If we choose to worry, and worry is a disease of choice, it's not something brought about by circumstance, it is something solely by choice. If we choose to worry, we plague ourselves with all sorts of problems. We make ourselves miserable to be around. And let me tell you something else about you if you choose to worry. It's from Jesus. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, Jesus tells the now famous parable of the sower. I prefer to call it the parable of the soils because it's really about the heart and its preparation to receive the seed. But as Jesus explains to his disciples what the parable means, he explains what he means about the thorny heart. He says this, "What was sown among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful." Jesus tells us that if you choose to worry, the Word of God will not have an impact upon your life. You're still fighting against it. You're still testifying in your own spirit that it's not really true. It's time for you to lay aside your doubts, to understand the nature, the character, the power of God, and stop worrying. Peter said, cast all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Not only can we trust God because of his enormity, because of his power, but Peter says, because he cares. And there's where our comfort really is, that the loving God, the creator of the universe, really loves us. What do we do with our time if we set aside worry? Jesus says, this is what you do. You seek first the kingdom of God. You seek his righteousness, and he'll take care of all these details. If you're worried about where the next meal's coming from, or about the job situation, or about the children, he says, you seek first the kingdom of God, and let God take care of these details. Therefore, again, chapter 6, verse 34, do not worry. This is a command of God, but it's a command based upon the truth that God really does love you, and He's going to take care of you if you will only let Him. Do you trust Him? Heavenly Father, help us to understand that worry is a sin against You. It's a sign of our faithlessness. Teach us to replace it with faith and trust in You, knowing that You care about us, knowing that You're big enough to take care of our problems. Help us to be examples of trust, examples of people who are at peace, even in the midst of trouble, because we rely upon You. It's in the name of the Lord Jesus that we pray. Amen.
I am a sheep and the Lord is my shepherd, watching over my soul. My soul to keep guarding over me ever, watching wherever I go. And when the winds blow, He is my shelter. And when I'm lost and alone, He rescues me. And when the lion comes, He is my victory, constantly watching over me. He is constantly watching over me. We are His children and He is our Father, watching over our soul. Great is His love for His sons and His daughters, watching wherever we go. And when the winds blow, He is my shelter, and when I'm lost and alone, He rescues me. And when the lion comes, He is my victory, constantly watching over me. He is constantly watching over me.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One. Lift up your countenance.
We invite you to write to us if you'd like to receive a free Bible correspondence course and a free modern English translation of the Scriptures. Our mailing address is Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. You can find all of this information and much more at our website. It's easy to remember, momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to tune in again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
All ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One, and give the glory to the Holy One, and give the glory.